Wild one between the Yankees and the Rays. CC Sabathia going for the Yanks. Brett Gardner and friends taking their hacks against ace Chris Archer. He runs into trouble in the third.
Swung on, a high fly to left. Back goes Dickerson on the track. At the wall, she's gone.
Gary Sanchez muscled a fly ball to deep left and out. He is the Sanchino. Gary is scary. He homers to left, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Borges at second and Souza at first.
Driven to right field on the run is Judge. He's not going to get there. It's a two-run double for the pinch hitter Miller, and the Rays have taken the lead 4-3. That one is ripped in the left center field. It's a base hit. It's going to split the outfielders and go to the wall. Gardner around second. He's going to third. The throw is not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Brett Gardner in the bottom of the ninth. There's a ground ball, and it's a base hit. The infielders looked at each other, and the game is tied. Beckham looked at Echevarria, and Echevarria looked at Beckham, and it's an RBI single for Sanchez, and we're tied at five.
This is caused by the shift and people playing out of position. And you're right, Michael, it was kind of slow it down for the pitcher.
Driven deep to right field. Did he get it? See ya. Ball game over. Gardner with a walk-off blast, and the Yankees win 6-5. There's a ground ball, and it's a base hit. The infielders looked at each other, and the game is tied. Beckham looked at Echevarria, and Echevarria looked at Beckham, and it's an RBI single for Sanchez, and we're tied at five.
This is caused by the shift and people playing out of position. And you're right, Michael, it was kind of right in between them. Both guys could have made the play, but a big break for the Yankees.
There goes the deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off. It's a Gardy party. He plants one in the right field seats. Gardy goes yardy. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Aaron Judge, and he's all happy celebrating with Brett Gardner, then gets hits on the bottom of the chin by a helmet, so you hope that he's okay, but he got wrapped with that helmet during the home plate celebration.
Brett Gardner's third career walk-off home run gives the Yankees a dramatic 6-5 win in 11, their fourth walk-off win this season. In other news, the Rays have acquired both reliever Dan Jennings and infielder Lucas Duda in separate trades. Joe Girardi was sent to the showers early in this one for arguing balls and strikes, and he missed one of the wildest walk-off wins of the season, courtesy of Brett Gardner's 11th inning home run to give the Yankees a 6-5 extra inning win, their fourth walk-off win this season. Here is the Yankees skipper talking about a wild night at Yankee Stadium.
He's been outstanding. We had a talk in spring training, and sometimes we can complicate things in this game because of all the statistics that you talk about. But I said, your job is to score 100 runs. That's the bottom line. Score 100 runs. And if you do that and the other guys do their job, we're going to score runs. And he's done a really good job. He's hit the ball at the ballpark. He's taken his walks. He's been patient. He's been a really good leadoff hitter. And he's been a big part of our success.
You mentioned hitting the ball out of the ballpark. This was his 18th home run, a new career high for him. Did you expect that type of power from him?
In today's game, it's becoming harder to predict how many home runs the guys are going to hit because it seems like everyone is hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Players have gotten bigger. I look at the size of our guys and the size of some other players that we're facing. But I knew he had the ability because we've seen him hit the ball a long ways.
Use Chapman for two innings. Is that the best you've seen him look in a while?
Yeah. His slider was great. His fastball was obviously really good. And he actually threw one really good changeup. But when I've seen Chappie, in a sense, really, really good, he's had that slider, and he had it tonight.
Ron. Are plays like the Tyne single, the danger of shifting all the time, and people get confused?
Yeah. I mean, it's just sometimes. And the other thing is Beckham hasn't played with Echevarria a lot. That's the other thing. When you make trades and you get new people, it takes time to get comfortable in those situations. And They're both outstanding defenders. I mean, they've played really good defense. We caught a break.
Who else? Back row here, Kenny, Dan.
Joe, how tough a decision was lifting CeCe when you did there?
It was tough. You know, I thought what I saw was the bat that Beckham put on him took something out of him. I thought his arm got a little bit lower. He threw a lot of pitches there, and I just thought I would go with a fresh arm. And you can say he wasn't hit that hard in that inning either. He wasn't. But I probably wasn't going to let him face Longoria again, so I decided to make the change.
Dan.
Joe.
It wasn't easy.
Gardner was obviously upset earlier in the game with some of the before you got ejected.
Yeah, thanks, Gardner.
And it seemed like he almost wanted to get thrown out himself. How important was it for him to kind of hold it together there for as long?
Well,
as
it's always important that the players stay in the game. You know, the manager can get tossed. I can't hit, I can't catch it, and I can't throw it. So the players need to stay in the game, and I got to fight because there was a ball called on Gardy. I thought it was a ball. There was a ball called on Clint Frazier. I thought it was a ball. And there was a ball called on Aaron Judge that I thought was a ball. You know, you give a pitcher a strike on three guys that have the ability to hit the ball at the ballpark, it changes the at-bat. And I just thought it was really inconsistent tonight. He didn't want to hear it, evidently.
Brett Gardner once again came up huge in crucial spots for the Yankees in the late innings. With the Yankees trailing 5-4 entering the bottom of the ninth, Gardner belted a leadoff triple and would eventually score the tying run on the strange single by Gary Sanchez. But Gardner was not done as he drilled his third career walk-off homer in the 11th inning to give the Yankees a dramatic 6-5 win. Gardner spoke to the media following the game.
No, not really. I'm just trying to get on base. Clint Frazier's been swinging the hot bat behind me. Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez behind him. So I'm just trying to get on base and got a good pitch to hit.
That's your 18th home run of the season, a new career high for you. What do you attribute the power to?
Just staying down on my legs, finishing my swing, getting a good routine with Marcus and AC in the cage, and being ready to play.
We talked before the game about how important this series is to the team. What does it mean to be able to start things off on a winning note?
Yeah, it's a very important series for us, and facing a guy like Chris Archer, really tough night. We give up the lead there in the middle of the game, and we're able to come back and come through with a big win.
CeCe Sabathia had been dominant against the Rays in 2017, but the veteran did not have his A game in this one, but did get off the hook with a no decision thanks to the Yankees' 6-5 walk-off win in 11. Sabathia spoke to the media following the game.
You know, that's, you know, he's the manager, and that's what he gets paid to do. So, you know, it worked out for us.
How upset were you to come out in that situation?
Always upset to come out of a game. But like I said, it worked out for us, so we got the win, and that's all that matters.
How would you describe what Brett means to this team?
Oh, he's the heart and soul. You know, he's the jokester. You know, he gets everybody going. He was a big part of this team. He has been for a long time. So it's great to see him having a good year.
CeCe, did you figure you would be out before Longoria came up? Did you think that far ahead?
I wasn't thinking that far. I just knew I had Plouffe coming up, but, you know, runners on, I had a chance to get a double play.
Gary Sanchez was right in the middle of the action on Thursday night. He drilled a solo home run off Chris Archer to give the Yankees an early 3-0 lead and then hit what should have been the game-ending ground out, which instead became a game-tying single thanks to a shift miscommunication between Tampa Bay infielders Adani Echevarria and Tim Beckham. Sanchez shared his thoughts after the Yankees' 6-5 walk-off win in 11 on Thursday night.
Once I hit it, I thought they had a really good chance of catching it, but I noticed that they kind of, both of them froze, you know. And, you know, what's important is I got the hit. You know, we were able to tie the game there.
How much do you feel the momentum shift there in that ninth inning?
¿Cuánto tú crees que ese momento influyó en la victoria de hoy de este juego?
Bueno, se fue el hit, como quien dice, el hit clave para empatar el juego con dos aves. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y ya de ahí que te empate, íbamos a tratar de pelear para ver si ganábamos el juego. Y eso fue lo que hicimos, nos mantuvimos peleando.
You know, with that hit right there, you know, it's I would say it was key because, you know, we were able to tie the game. And once you tie the game, you just got to keep on fighting because you have a pretty good chance of winning at home, you know, and that's what we did tonight.
Joe said that's the best that he's seen Chapman look in a while. What was different to you about his stuff tonight?
Mm-hmm. El dirigente mencionó que hoy se vio Chapman, el Chapman de de antes, que fue lo mejor que se habitó en la temporada. Bueno, ¿qué fue lo que tuviste de él hoy?
Bueno, la verdad es, yo diría lo mismo que dijo él, lo mejor que yo le he echado a Chama, mantuvo el control de su reta, atacando la zona, el slider muy bien, el cambio lo usó hoy muy bien. Yo creo que eso fue la clave.
Uh-huh. I would say the same thing. You know, he was really, really sharp tonight. I would say it's the best I've seen him all season. He was commanding the fastball. His changeup was good, you know, and the slider was very good as well.
The Yankees send Masahiro Tanaka to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Austin Pruitt.